After receiving a phone call from a man threatening to shoot a pedestrian, Ketchikan police closed off a section of Schoenbar Road and evacuated the recreation center early this morning while trying to negotiate the man's surrender. Deputy Chief of Police Josh Dossett says no one was injured during the Tuesday morning incident. He says 30-year-old Matthew Martinez called police at approximately 4 a.m. with the threat. Dossett describes what happened in front of the Schoenbar Road home.
Officers responded to the area where we thought he was. We were able to see the male outside his residence. At the time, he didn't have a firearm. He was arguing with another male. Plainclothes officers tried to approach him. He ran back in the residence. Officers backed away. He then came in and out of his residence a couple times with a firearm. We blocked off Schoenbar above and below the residence, evacuated people from both the rec center and I believe some people who were at the TSAS and charter school, possibly. At that point, he finally came out of the residence with his wife, did not have a weapon. One of my sergeants, who's a negotiator, made contact with him with a cover team, began talking to him for several minutes, was able to approach the subject, get close enough that he could get a hold of the male, at which time the cover team also contacted the male. He was taken into custody without an incident, uninjured. Officers served a search warrant on the residence and recovered 4 firearms, 4 rifles.
Dossett says during the phone call, Martinez told police he would shoot anyone who walked by the house, and when police responded, he would return fire.
Technically, it's called suicide by cop. Force us to shoot him and kill him.
Dossett says Martinez appeared overwhelmed by things happening in his life. Though uninjured, Martinez was taken to the hospital for evaluation and then transported to the Ketchikan Correctional Center. Martinez is being charged with third-degree assault, making terroristic threats, weapons misconduct, and violations of conditions of release. He was scheduled for arraignment this afternoon in Ketchikan District Court, but did not appear. Assistant District Attorney Joe Kovac says he does not have details on why Martinez was not there and believed the arraignment would be rescheduled for tomorrow.